With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're here for a very special event, and of course, it is a fundraiser for Santa's Kids, which is an organization that Bill Hillgrove, who's sitting right here with me, is a part of and has done for a number of years. You've raised money, and you also have people bring in a lot of toys and stuff here, right?
Paul, there is no better calling in life than to raise funds for kids that otherwise might not have a Christmas. So we give them a Christmas between toys and gift cards, take care of the families. We do it through civic organizations, but we also, with the extra toys, and everybody here tonight has brought a toy, unwrapped. We go to a place at public housing every Christmas Eve, and we ring the bell on Molly's trolley, and the kids come running out, and we line them up, and we give them a little Christmas cheer.
When do you do that?
I will do it Christmas Eve.
Will you be dressed as Santa for that? Or?
No, we have Santa. The real Santa is here tonight.
Yeah,
and,
I saw him.
If you don't believe
there, yes.
It, ask him.
Yeah.
He's the real Santa.
I saw him back there when I walked in, you know, where back there where everyone brought the toys in. Now, this is an event. I'm assuming that everybody prepaid for tickets? Or
no. We just invite people to come in, enjoy the camaraderie. Buy raffle tickets.
Right.
We have the silent auction and some really good things. A Frenchie Fuqua shirt signed by Frenchie. A ball signed by Frenchie that says, "I'll never tell." You know, things like that. Ken Mock is here. He signed a baseball. We have a Bill Mazeroski Hall of Fame baseball. And the folks can come by and, you know, check out the priceless items. There's a collection of Steeler cards from back in the 70s, it's priceless. I don't know what price we affixed to it. We have a minimum bid on it, but Bunny Tedesco provided it to us. And for a real Steelers fan, it would be nice in the man cave or the lady cave.
Yeah, so all of these items and everything, the auction and everything, all of the funds will go to the Santa's Kids program.
And we are so proud because we have no paid staff. Everything's volunteer. So all the money goes back to the kids, mostly in the eastern suburbs. That's our geographic projection. Mm-hmm. But we also have included some veterans' families. When we hear about a veterans' family that needs help with Christmas, we're right there.
Yeah, I mean, and so you're saying people can even stop by tonight if they've got toys to donate or anything, right?
We'll be here for a long while. We started at 4:30, so give some people some daylight. We had Zach Banner, the Steeler offensive lineman, the smallest Steeler at 6'8", 360.
Yeah, he's quite an impressive
specimen. Oh, he was so nice, and he posed for pictures with everybody, and the pictures are really funny because everybody looks pretty short compared to somebody 6'8". Dick Grote is here. We're going to introduce him to the crowd shortly. Elroy Face has been here. Jim Sadowski, a former Pirate and also in charge of their Pirate alumni chapter, and also Ken Maka, who was not only a former Pitt player, a former Pirate, but he managed the Oakland Athletics. So we've had a nice representation of Pirates in Elroy Face. Did I forget Elroy Face? Probably the greatest pitcher in the history of the game, relief pitcher.
Right.
And should be in the Hall of Fame. And if he hadn't played for a small market team, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. That's just my opinion.
Is there a chance for him to get in the Hall of Fame?
I think so, but, the veterans thing is such a F.E. Well, don't get me started on the Hall of Fame. I think the NFL does it right, where they get into a smoke-filled room, they argue, and they come out with candidates. Baseball, 400 and some people, some of whom never see a major league game, have a vote. But he should be in.
Yeah.
Because what he did, and he did it, I'll compare it to Lynn Swann. Lynn Swann took receiving to a new level where he went and got the ball, okay? Elroy took relief pitching to a new level. First of all, he warmed up on five pitches. Secondly, he had the fork ball, and it baffled hitters. And somebody asked him at a recent banquet, Roy, you know, you put that ball between your fingers. What's the difference between your fork ball and the now split-finger fastball? He said about $8 million, and that's the reality of it. But he's here tonight. He's always supported us. And we got a nice check for $5,000 from the Steeltown Corvette Club. So we feel good about our efforts this year.
What got you involved in, like, how did you get this start? What made you want to, I mean, obviously you want to help people, but what made you get involved in this?
You know, a good friend of mine, Jim Johns, is my co-chairman, and he's the guy that runs the show. He's a Monroeville councilman, but I've gotten to know him probably 25 years ago. And he just said, would you like to help kids? And I said, who wouldn't? You know, and I think that's what we see when we say Santa's kids need your help. When people find out it's kids, they open up the purse strings, and we appreciate that.
No, that's, I mean, that's really good. So so if you're out there and you hear now, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about yesterday's game. It's got to be one of the more satisfactory games that you called in your life.
Paul,
right?
Was there a game yesterday? Yeah. At the end of that, I kind of slumped. I just said, I have no more gas to give. That was so dramatic, especially the end. But the one thing that stood, you know, forefront and clear, the Steelers' pass rush decided that game. And, okay, it only got to Brady once for a sack. But coming down the stretch, you knew Brady, with the ball in his hands, a chance to tie the game or, you know, get a two-point conversion for a win. You knew he was going to be there. But his last three throws, he didn't step into one of them. And at that point, you knew the Steelers' pass rush was in his head.
You know what was amazing was the first, I think it was the second down, if he just looks to his left, James White is standing there wide open.
Right open.
It probably runs 15 yards and then gets out of bounds.
But that's the point I'm about to make. And also, to that point, the penalties. There were two holds on both tackles, a hold on a guard, and a flinch by each tackle. That added up to a lot of field position. It was over 100 yards. In the NFL, if you give up a field's length of position, you're probably going to lose.
Yeah, and the thing was, some of them were killers because two of those holds were right down on the 4-yard line or 5-yard line, and now, you know, it changes things.
It points to the pass rush.
You know what's kind of interesting about that, Bill? I was talking about this. That could be the last time we see Brady versus Ben. I think they.
I think
but
you're
you
right.
Never know.
You know, I tip my hat to Brady. I mean, he is what he is. Probably the most accurate passer in the history of the game. And Mike Tomlin brought up a point last year about that. He said his yards after catch are 2.5 yards past the second-place guy. And so that tells you he puts the ball right where his teammates can do something with it. And I tip my hat to him. He's great.
Last one I have for you, and I'll let you get back to the crowd. Pitt basketball. I mean, obviously you call that. I mean, it's got to be like night and day with Jeff Capel. He's been
he's been
sort of breathed some excitement back into the program.
A buddy of mine was at the Pitt-Johnstown preseason scrimmage, whatever you call it. And another guy asked him, what do you think of the new Pitt team? And he goes, well, 5 minutes left, Pitt's up 30, and one of the Pitt players took a charge. And that tells you about Jeff Capel and about the way he's doing it. I heard we had some negative news today. Shamil Stevenson's going to transfer. City and Deer, the graduate transfer, is out 4 to 6 weeks with a leg problem, but it doesn't matter. That team just defends you from throw up the buzzer, and what more can you ask?
Well, that's the thing I always say. I mean, it looks to me like they play a lot harder on defense than they did last year. Is that fair?
It's more than fair.
Yeah.
And, you know, for instance, Audis Tony, and he's leading them in rebounding. And I said to Capel a couple of shows ago, are you surprised he's leading you in rebounding? He says, no. He said, we tape and we chart every practice. And he does it in practice, so why shouldn't he do it in the game? But you watch him on the inbounds plays, especially in key situations. He has a great vertical leap. He's got a wingspan. And for the guy trying to inbound the ball, you can see the consternation. You can see the frustration. Where do I throw this ball? And so, you know, if they do that, you know, just mathematics will tell you they're going to win their share of games. How many in the ACC? We don't know, but they're probably going to beat some teams that aren't ready to play as hard as they play.
Bill, thanks for having us out here. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to be here. And thanks for taking a few minutes to talk about
Paul,
your program.
Thank you very much. And I know Dick Groat's about to enter the room.
There he is right there, the legend.
Oh, he's here. Okay, Champion Lakes, you're the only guy I ever saw hit number 2 in 2 shots. You're the only one.
That, yes.
And I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Yep.
Keep up the good work, and thank you for being here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.